We're continuing towards the end of paragraph Ayin Hey. V'zeh b'chinas Yom Kippur. Rav Nosson Zal says what we've been discussing till now is tied into Yom Kippur. Shehu ikar b'chinas tshuva. Yom Kippur is the climax of the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. It's one of the most important aspects of tshuva. Shehu Yom HaKippurim. Now Rav Nosson Zal focuses on the fact that throughout the Torah, in the written Torah, it's not called Yom Kippur, it's called Yom HaKippurim, plural. And there are many reasons given in the Meforshim why it's called that. I remember hearing once from my father-in-law, Zichron Avrocha, that because it's Yom Kippur for the living and for those who have passed away, they also experience an aspect of Yom Kippur. But here, Rav Nosson Zal tells us that Yom Kippur is trained to Ima Ubrato Salkin Kechado. The mother and the daughter both go up together as one. The upper Shechina and the lower Shechina. The Beis Ilo and Beis Tato both have an aliyah together on Yom Kippur. Kemoshe Issa B'Zohar HaKodesh, as is written in the Zohar HaKodesh. Hainu Kanal, and this ties back to what we said earlier. Shashem Yizborach, Moichel, Avoinos, Yisrael, B'Yom HaKippurim, Alidei B'chinas Tshuva. Hashem forgives all of our sins on Yom Kippur through tshuva. Shai dezeh, merachem, she'af al pi shelo yizikhu hamidois toivoi she'tzrichem lahamshich mibino lamalchus, so that Hashem has rachmonis on us, in the sense that even though we haven't really perfected the midois that we were supposed to work on, which are those midois that go from bina to malchus, which are Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyed, Yesoid. Even though we haven't really done everything we should have done in perfecting those midos, Shai Dezeh, Iker, Shleimus, Hamalchus, Anal, which is what would lead to Shleimus, Hamalchus, Afal, Pikein, despite that, Berachamov, Hashem exercises his Rachmonis, and thereby Imo, Ubrato, Salkin, Kechada. These two Shechinas, Bina and Malchus, Beis Silo, Beis Atato, both rise up together. They both have an aliyah together. Paragraph Ayin Vov. V'alkein mesayimim b'yom HaKippurim Hashem hu hu elikim sheva pomim. V'oimrim shma uboruch shem b'soif yom kippur achar tefila sanila b'koil ram. Rav Nosson Zal tells us now this is why at the end of the avoid of Yom Kippur, again this is the climax of Yom Kippur, we cry out the words Hashem Hu Hu Elokim 7 times, and also we cry out Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad and Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchuso Elohim Vod. Both are said out loud. Shekol Zeh Hu Bechinas Mi Imzois Oile. This is tied into what we quoted much earlier from the Posek in Shir HaShirim, which the Zohar HaKodesh expounds on, where it speaks about Mi Imzois Oile Min Amidbor. And we mentioned that Mi represents the upper Shechina, Mem Yud is 50, which is Bina always. Zois is one of the nicknames for the lower Shechina, the Malchus. The Zohar HaKodesh brings many, many psukim to show that Zois is a term used in the Torah to represent the Shechina, the lower Shechina, specifically the Malchus. So the Pasuk says, Mi Imzois Oile. These two Shechinas both have an aliyah. Sheyesh l'shnei batim aliyah, shein b'chinas shma u'boruch shem. And these two Shechinas, these two batim, are represented by the sentence shma and boruch shem kvod malchusoy lamed. Boruch shem kvod malchusoy is obviously malchus, the lower Shechina. And shma, in this context, represents bina, the upper Shechina. She'oimrim ato b'koil rom, which on this day, on Yom Kippur, that's the one day a year, Yom Kippur is the one day a year that we're able to say Boruch Shem Kvoid Malchusoy b'koil rom, out loud. Ki ein misyorin mehim ato, because on this day, we're not afraid of the klipois and the sitra achra. Ki oz nislach avoinois Yisrael. Because Yom Kippur is that day that's been designated for complete forgiveness of all sins. Which means the sitra achra is being put down in a major, major way. Therefore, we don't fear the soton on that day. The Gemara in Yuma points out that the word ha-soton, hey sin tes nun, is Bigematria 364 to show that the Sotan has authority, has control, has power 364 days a year. There's one day a year that he's powerless to a large degree, which is Yom Kippur, and therefore we don't have to be afraid to scream Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusay out loud, like we mentioned in the previous shiur. We're up to the second paragraph within Ayin Vav, a little bit into Ayin Vav. V'zeh bechinas sheva pomim Hashem hu alekim keneged kol hashiva midos shetzrichen lezakhom kanal. And this is why, at the end of Yom Kippur, we cry out Hashem hu alekim 7 times, corresponding to the 7 midos that a Jew is supposed to work on purifying, which are chesed through malchus. V'alidei zeh ikar hizgalus malchusoi. And as we've learned earlier, it's when a person is zoiche to purify those 7 midos, to work on those 7 midos properly, then they're zoiche to the real hizgalus hamalchus, that the malchus gets to its shleimus and it's able to broadcast to the entire world. Avol anachnu bavaniseinu rabim lo yizochinu levarom. But unfortunately, we realize that we, the common Jew, haven't really been zoiche to purify these midos properly, to separate the good from the bad in each one of these midos. V'kilkalnu hakoil, and unfortunately we've messed up on all fronts. Avol ato, b'koyach Yom Kippur, shemocha lon avinaseinu. However, now on Yom Kippur, when Hashem has forgiven our sins, v'nishapchu lezechuyos, and not only has Hashem forgiven them, but the Gemara tells us that when a Jew is zoche to do tshuva me'avo, their sins become zechuyos, they become actual merits. A person had a negative balance of minus $333,000 in his bank account with Hashem. Hashem doesn't put it to zero. If a person is zoche to tshuva me'avo, Hashem reverses the sign. It becomes plus $333,000. So therefore, nechshav ke'ilu berarnu kol hashiva midos, it's considered as if we had, yes, purified all of these 7 midos, she'anu megalin elokusei malchusei l'chol boilam, which gives us the right to reveal and broadcast Hashem's malchus to the whole world. She'zeh bechinas sheva pomim Hashem ulekim. This is the concept of this announcement that we make, that we declare 7 times Hashem hu ulekim, shehu hizgalus malchusoi l'chol boi olam. We're announcing the malchus of Hashem to the entire world. V'alkeinu imrim sheva pomim. This is why we say it 7 times. Keneged hasheva midos, corresponding to the 7 midos. Chesed through Malchus, Shaideze, Shemavaranoisan Koroi, Nizgala Malchusai Kanal. Because we've learned earlier that when a Jew is Zoiche to develop and to purify those 7 midos properly, then he's Zoiche to his Galus Malchusai. V'yachshov b'koyach Yom Kippur shu slicha savoinois, Shenimshach b'koyach Hatzadik, Aideze, Nechshov ki. Ke'ilu beirarnum. However, now with the power of Yom Kippur, which is a day of forgiveness of all sins, which is accomplished with the koyach of the tzaddik, through that it's considered as if we had been mevarer all the sheva midos, and therefore we are given permission to declare the malchus of Hashem, to broadcast Hashem's malchus. Even though technically we didn't do what we were supposed to do on an individual basis. It's the koyach of Yom Kippur and the koyach of the tzaddik that are able to accomplish as if we had done everything. We know the pasuk says about Yom Kippur, ki vayoyim hazeh yechaper aleichem. The Gemara says, itzumoy shel yoyim mechaper. The essence of the day forgives. Yom Kippur itself forgives, number one. And we know that the highlight of Yom Kippur was the Kohen Gadol going into the Kodesh HaKodoshim to offer the Ketores there. That was one of the main things that helped atone for all sins. And the Gemara tells us that the true Talmud Chacham, the Tzaddik, is greater than the Kohen Gadol. There's a pasuk in Mishlei where it says, Yekorohi mipninim. She is more precious than pninim, than pearls. Pninim refers to the Kohen Gadol who entered into the Lifnai v'Lifnim, and she, the Torah, the master of Torah, the Talmud Chacham Amiti, the Tzaddik Emes, he is on a higher level. Whatever the Kohen Gadol can do, he can do that plus. As Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk in Torah Dalet in the first half of Likutei Moran, Chamas Melech Malachim Oves, that the anger of Hashem manifests itself in angels of death. Rachmona Litzlan, a person does averus, avodah zara, other things. This brings out the anger of Hashem, and it shows itself in Malachim Oves. Ve'ish chacham yechaprena, but the true Talmud chacham, the tzaddik emes, he has the ability to be mechaper, to atone, just like the kohen gadol, and more so. And the last letters of ve'ish chacham yechaprena spell the name Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the symbol of the tzaddik emes, the chacham amiti, who has the ability to atone for sins. Paragraph Ayin Zayin. V'al kein ikar shlemus hatfilo hu b'yom kippur. Shemispalimos chomesh tfilois ma'shaloi nimtze b'chol hashona. Rav Nosson Zal says, watch this now. Now you can understand why Yom Kippur is unique. We have something on Yom Kippur that we don't have any other day in the year. Yom Kippur was zeichet to shlemus hatfilo. It's the one day a year when we daven five tfilois. Not three, not Shachris Mincha Maariv, not four, like you have on Shabbos or Rosh Chodesh, where you have Oyantif, you have Musaf, but it's the one day a year that was zechet to Shleimus HaTfilah, which is five Tfilos. Ki HaTfilah Bechinas Tshuva Hu Bechinas Hey, Kemoi Shemavur Sham, because remember, we had learned in Likutei Maran, Torah Mem test that this halacha is based on, that tshuva, Yom Kippur, which is tshuva, tshuva is the letter hey, toshuv hey, to restore that hey, that was originally a dalit, it was dalovani, it was impoverished and poor, and we're elevating it, we're making the dalit into a hey. V'ata b'Yom Kippur, zoichen letachlis shlemus hatfila, and since on Yom Kippur, that's the day when we're zoicha to the highest perfection of tefillah. V'alkein mispalalin chomesh tefillois keneged b'chinas hei. And this is why it just happens to work out that on Yom Kippur we daven five tefillois. Ma'ariv, Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, Ne'ila. We have all five tefillois. Keneged this letter hei. Now for the Breslovers who are wondering, what's all of this about Yom Kippur? I thought Rosh Hashanah was the day. The answer is we go back to what the Gemara says. That the Gemara says that on Rosh Hashanah there are three books that are opened up. Tzadikim, Beinanim, and Rishoim. Tzadikim and Rishoim are signed and sealed on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah for them is a full Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Their Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah, the 7 days in between, and Yom Kippur all wrapped in one. Now a person would say, what do you mean? How is that possible? I'll show you one way that it's possible. The words Rosh Hashanah, Reish Aleph Shin, Hei Shin Nun Hei, are Bigimatria 10 times Elohim. Hashem's name Elohim, Elohim means justice. Elikim is Mishpat. Elikim is a judge in the Chumash and Parshas Mishpatim. That for the Tzadikim and Lahatl for the Rishonim, all 10 days of Mishpat, all Aseres Yemei Tshuva, are wrapped into one on the Yontif of Rosh Hashanah. And the Beinanim, for them, they have the intermediate period, the full Aseres Yemei Tshuva, where their din is finalized on Yom Kippur. This is why the custom in Breslov is that after the first tefillah on the night, Ma'ariv, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, right after Ma'ariv, we say, L'shana toiva tikosev v'seichosem. Li'altar l'chaim toivim b'sifrim shel tzadik mamitiyim. That we wish each other that we should be zecha to be written in and sealed. On this night, Rosh Hashanah has just begun. We believe b'emuna shleima that the, not because of our own merit, but because our Rosh Hashanah is b'hiskashrus to the tzaddik. We're basing everything on the fact that we are part of the tzaddik. We're not an entity unto ourselves. Being part of the tzaddik and all of his parts are judged and signed and sealed on Rosh Hashanah. This doesn't mean that Breslov Hasidim don't keep Aseres Yemei Tshuva. They still try to the very, very best to do the maximum we can throughout all Aseres Yemei Tshuva and to take Yom Kippur very serious to do Tshuva, because Rabbeinu Zal speaks about Tshuva al Tshuva. You know, there's no limit to levels of Tshuva. But in our hearts, we believe Be'emunah Shleima that Rosh Hashanah is the clincher for us. at the same time, we're who are we and what are we? Who are we to say we're really connected to the tzaddik completely and everything? Therefore, we try to conduct ourselves as regular Jews and keep all our aseres yimei tshuva betachlis hashlemus. Now, Rav Nosson Zal says, V'al kein ha-tfila ha-noisefes hi ne'ila shehi gam kein b'chinas tfilas mincha. Look at this, Rav Nosson Zal says. This is why the additional tefillah that we daven on Yom Kippur, which is Me'ila, is actually another mincha, sort of. It's bedavka at the time of mincha. Ki zman tefillas Me'ila hi bizman tefillas ha-mincha. Because the time for the tefillah of Me'ila is specifically at the time of mincha time. K'moy shamra zal, as the Yerushalmi says in the beginning of Masech Tainis. Ki kol tikkun hatshuva hi bebechinas tefillas hamincha kanal. Because as we've mentioned throughout this halacha, the essence of the tikkun of tshuva is tied into the tefillah of mincha specifically. V'al kein moisifin lespalel betefillas hamincha shtei pomim, and this is why on Yom Kippur we have two minchas symbolically, mincha ne'ila, corresponding to liyached beisa ilo ubeisa tato, corresponding to the upper shechina, lower shechina, beisa ilo, beisa tato, sheikar klalusam hualidei b'chinas tshuva, shubchinas tefilas mincha, where the thing that joins them together best is tshuva, which is mincha, which is v'al kein achar kach, achar ne'ila, Oimrim Shema uBoruch Shem b'Kol Rom, and it's for this reason that after we finish the two Tfilas Minchas on Yom Kippur, the Mincha and Ne'ila, which have been the Tikkun of the Beis Ilo Beis Tato, that's when we cry out Shema and Boruch Shem, which also correspond to Beis Ilo Beis Tato, and that's when we announce Hashem Hu Elikim, which means that we're taking this aliyah that these two shechinas have had, and we're using that to effect a tikkun for all the seven midos that are below them, chesed through malchus, culminating with the announcement of Hashem Hu Elikim, announcing the malchus of Hashem to the entire world. This is Rav Nosson Zal's discussion on the topic of Yom Kippur and how Yom Kippur was tied into everything we're speaking about. Now he goes back to Shavuos, which we had spoken about earlier a little bit. Now Rav Nosson Zal is going to elaborate on Shavuos. Paragraph Ayin Ches. V'zeh b'chinas ma shoyim rabbi Shavuos ha-haschola v'hasoif shel kol sedra v'chol masechta, etc. Rav Nosson Zal says now we could understand the custom on Shavuos night that those people who are privileged to say the Tikkun Leil Shavuos, this is a Tikkun that was established by the Kadmoinim, by the earliest Tzaddikim, the Shiloh HaKodesh, and before him, this custom that on the night of Shavuos we stay up learning Torah, and one of the forms of Torah that we learn is where we recite the beginning and end of every single one of the Parshiyos in the Chumash, every single Sefer of Nevi'im and Ksuvim, every single one of the Masechtas and Shas, the Mishnayis, the Gemaras, we do the beginning and the end. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki ha-haschola shel kol sifrei kodesh hu b'chinas beis oilo. The beginning of each and every single book of the Torah represents the upper beis hamikdash. V'hasoif hu b'chinas beis tato. And the end of each book of the Torah represents the lower beis hamikdash. Ki kvar mavoir k'tzas, because we've already explained a little bit, she beis ha'ilo ze b'chinas bina liba, that the beis ha'ilo corresponds to the sphere of bina, that first hey of Hashem's name yudke vavke, which is called the upper shechina, she mitzamtzem oir ho'ein soif lekabloi b'hadroga. Bina is that first midah of Hashem that's mitzamtzem, that constricts the infinite light of Hashem to prepare it to flow through the seven midahs below it, chesed, gvura, teferes. Because we know that keser, for example, the crown of Hashem, on that level, there is no tzimtzum kaviyochel just about. It's written that in keser, there's no right and left. There's no concept of right and left. There, it's still an aspect of the infinite light of Hashem, completely, unconstricted, unrestricted. Chachma is on the right side. Chachma is on the side of chesed, kindness. So bina is the first sphera that appears on the left side, Kaviochel, which is the first aspect of the Midas Hadin within the framework Kaviochel of Hashem. And this is why the Zohar HaKadosh says many times, Bina Dinin Misarin Mino, that the whole Midas Hadin originates from Bina. So Bina represents Tzimtzum. It's the first, the uppermost sphere that represents Tzimtzum. Shemetzamtzem Oir Ho Ein Soif. Aval Adayin Ein Ze Shlemus. But as we've learned earlier, that symptom that takes place in the person's heart, where the two Yetzers are competing, where the person is fighting to drive out the Machshavos Rois and to hold on to the Machshavos Toivos. Tzimtzum means constriction, boundaries. He's setting boundaries and he's eliminating the chaff, the waste matter, the machshavos rois, and he's holding on to the machshavos toivos. That's bina, that's the beis ha'ilo. That's step one of tzimtzum, taking the oyer ein sof of Hashem, which appears in my heart as an intense burning desire, an infinite desire for Hashem, without any boundaries, and I'm being metzamtzem it by putting it into machshava and then separating machshavos toivos, machshavos rois, and trying to keep out the machshavos rois. But Rav Nosenzal says that's just step one. Step two now is to form midos, you know, to actually have chesed, gevura, tiferes, and to channel the light into those midos and be selective to make sure that the chesed is a healthy chesed, not a destructive chesed. You can kill with kindness, misplace kindness. There's a pasuk, chesed le'umim chatos. Kindness that's shown to the other nations is a crime, Rachmana Litzlan, at times. So therefore, that step one was the tzimtzum, the bina, liba, in the heart, and the sorting out of the machshavos, toivos, and rois. Step two is developing the midos, eventually to get to the shlemus of that, which is the malchus. Va'oz megala malchus yisbor shemim is beis etato. Va'oz daiko mi im zois oyla. And it's only once the person has developed the midos and revealed the malchus, then he has the tikkun of the beisa tato, the lower bias, the sphere of malchus. Then you have mi im zois oila, the upper beisa mikdosh, which is called mi, bina, and the lower one, malchus, which is called zois. They both have an aliyah together. V'alkein ha'haschola shall call sidra v'sefer kodesh u'b'chinas beisilo. And this is why we say that when a Jew begins one of the books of the Torah, when he recites the beginning of Parshas Bereishis, or the beginning of Parshas Noach, that corresponds to beisilo. Ki kol sifrei kodesh shel ha'Torah kodesha heim b'chinas hamshochas oyer ho'en soif legalois malchusei koroi. Because each and every book of the Torah represents drawing the infinite light of Hashem into a tzimtzum to result in being mamlech Hashem. Mamlech Hashem is to define the rotzayin of Hashem, to be able to take that infinite light, oyer ein sof, and to qualify it, to study it, to understand it, to understand what its boundaries are, to put it into finite terms. Mitzvah tzitzis, eight strings, gotta be white, gotta be so long, can't be so short, gotta be in the corners, not in the middle. All the different boundaries of each and every single mitzvah is we're taking that, it's starting out as Oyer Ein Sof, the infinite light of Hashem, and it's being defined and redefined and tzimtzum achar tzimtzum achar tzimtzum, you know, till we get to Malchus, till we get to be Mamlech Hashem, because we said, Retzoinoi Zehu Kvoidoi. Once you've defined and understood the Rotzoin of Hashem completely, then you're being Mamlech Hashem. Sheze Iker Tachlis Sifrei Torah. That's the Iker Tachlis of all the Sifrei Torah, which is to be Mamlech Hashem. To take this Oyer Ein Sof, which is Hashem, and put it into definitive, practical terms so that we can be Mamlech Hashem. We can serve, we can accept upon ourselves Hashem's authority by defining His will, understanding what His Ratzon is, and complying with Hashem's Ratzon. Therefore, each time we begin a parsha, Parshas Bereishis, Parshas Noach, Parshas Beshalach, or a Masechta, Masechta Brachos, Masechta Shabbos, each time we begin, that represents we're turning on the faucet of this Heoras Oir Ein Sof. We're turning on, we're opening the gate for that infinite light of Hashem to enter. Al Yedei Tzimtzumei Oisius HaTorah, through the constrictions of the letters of the Aleph Beis, the letters of the Torah, Shezeh Bechinas Beis Oila. That's the upper bias, the beginning of that infinite light streaming in somewhat of a controlled way, in Bina. And we know the Torah was given after 40 days and 40 nights. Moshe Rabbeinu ben Arbulim Labina. And the Torah was given from Bina. There are many things that to tell. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos is ben Arbulim Labina. When a person is 40 years old, that's when they achieve Bina. Ki adayin loy nigmar hamechuvon shebazeh haseder ha-mesechta ad ha-gemara. This is only the beginning because we haven't yet completed the mission of that book until we get to the end. We haven't completed the mission of Masech the Sukkah until we get to Daf Mem Tes of Masech, not Mem Tes, Nun Gimel of Masech the Sukkah, where we've come to the end, we've finished it, we've learned everything we need to know about Sukkah. Shehu Bechinas Shadayin Lo Nizbarer HaBeror HaToiv Minora. We haven't yet selected out the good from the bad, the right from the wrong. Shehu levara yitzira letoiv min yitzira lebish, which means sorting out the yitzir toiv from the yitzir hara, ad soif haseder, until we get to the end of that parsha, or the end of that mesechta, oya mesechta. Sheoz nigmar hamechuvon beseder zeh b'mechet mesechta zeh. When we get to the end of a portion of Torah, that's when we've completed defining that piece of the Oir Ein Sof of Hashem Kaviyachol. We've defined it, we've selected out right from wrong. This is a sukkah this high is pasul, a sukkah this high is kosher. This material, kosher for all aspects of kosher, pasul, tomei toher, osur mutar, all of those six elements, which are the basis for all of our Mishnayos, which correspond to these midos, chesed, gvura, tiferes, netzach, hoyd, yisoid, right and left each time. Shaydezeh, nizgale, malchusoy, and through this whole process of learning the entire Masechta, the entire Parsha, we're zoche to reveal, to define and reveal Hashem's Malchus, shubchin es beisat ato, v'chein b'chol ser, achol Masechta. The same thing is true about each portion of the Chumash, each Masechta of Shas. Ki zeh yodua, because this is a known fact, shekol ha-toyra gdoisha, hi b'chol odom, u b'chol zman, u b'chol mokoyim, that the entire Torah HaKdoisha applies to each and every single individual person living in each and every single generation and living in each and every single location within the world. The Torah has an application to everybody within every time, within every place. Because within every single person, each and every single day, each and every single place, happens what's defined in the chapter on Likut Imran that this halach is based on. This whole concept of the Hizgalus Oirein Soif, the battle between Machshavas Toivis and Rois, the Hizgalus Hamidois, resulting in the Hizgalus Hamalchus. Ukmashin Hizborak Tzasel Mizeh, as we discussed earlier. Ki bechol yoim meir belev ha'odom oir ein soif lo oir roi lo shuv lashem izborach. Because every single day, each and every single person experiences in their heart a revelation of this Oir Ein Sof of Hashem, the light, the infinite light of Hashem is turned on. For what purpose? To awaken the person and to inspire him to come close to Hashem. V'zeh b'chol odom u'b'chol dargo u'b'chol zman. This applies to every single Jew on every level, at all times. On a weekday, lahavdil, on a Shabbos, on a Yontif, on Tisha B'av, all the different times. V'chol ma shenu loimdim ba Torah Hakdoshe shebichsav u'bal peh mi bereishis ad leinei Yisrael v'chein sifrei neviim uksuvim v'shas mishnah v'kulam tzorach shetiyeh kavanaseinu begin dish the moedoin lei lahakir oisa yizborach. And our intention, when we're studying every single facet of the Torah, whether it's Chumash, Gemara, Mishnayos, Nigla, Nister, our purpose has to be three words. The Zohar Kodesh says, begin the Yishtemoidoin Lei, as Rav Nosson Zal defines afterwards, to be Zohar, to recognize Hashem, to be Zohar, to raise our awareness, our consciousness of Hashem. Shehu Alidei Bechina Sanal, which is accomplished, in the process that we discussed, which is al yedei hamshachas oyer ein soif bahadrogo b'mido al yedei tzimtzumei oisis ha-Torah Kedoshah, by drawing Hashem's infinite light in a measured way through the letters and words of the Torah. Each letter is a keli. Each word is a keli. Each paragraph is a keli. These are vessels within vessels. And this is why each time we begin a portion of the Torah, we're activating the Beisoilo, the Bina, the upper Shechina. Each time we complete a portion of the Torah, that represents Beisa Tato, the Hizgalus Hamalchus, we said, is when we complete a portion of the Torah. And all the pages in between, from Daf Beis of the Gemara till Daf Kuf Tes Vav or whatever it is, all those pages in between represent the drawing of the light Bahadrogo Bemida, where we're going through those midos, we're going through the kosher puzzle, Tomei Toher, Osir Mutter, right, wrong, right, left. We're defining all the definitions, all of those tzimtzumim of all the midos of Hashem. Al yedei hizgabrus yetzira l'toiv, al yedei al yetzira l'bish. By strengthening our yetzer toiv over our yetzer hara, in learning that portion of Gemara, going through the melchemes hayetzer that it takes for a person to learn Torah. V'alkein, achshav, b'shavuos, achash safarnu arboim v'tish yemei sfira, and therefore, now on this holiday of Shavuos, which we arrived at after going through a process of counting 49 days of the Omer, which correspond to the 49 gates of Tshuva, as Rabbeinu Zal discusses in the second half of Likut Imran in Torah and Gimel, Kedei Lotzeis Mizua Mas Mitzrayim, to be able to leave from the filth of Egypt, from the 49 levels of Tuma that we experienced in Egypt, and enter Lahavdil into the 49 levels of Kedusha, V'chein Kolecho Tzorech Lotzeis Mizua Mosoi, and so too each and every individual Jew has to try to get out of his Mitzrayim, out of his personal Mitzrayim, his personal filth. Shezer b'chinas tshuva, this is the concept of tshuva. Alkein ato onu oiskim rak b'haschola v'hasoif. This is why on Shavuos night, we're involved only in the beginning and end of each portion of the Torah. We read a few psukim from the beginning and a few psukim from the end. Shehein b'chinas mi im zois oile. That corresponds to the mi and the zois having an aliyah, beis oilo and beis etato, shezeh b'chinas yom kippur, shehu b'chinas yoim hachamishim, b'chinas yoivel, shehu b'chinas tshuva k'yadua. This corresponds also to the holiday of Yom Kippur, which is also called the 50th. Why? Because we know that Yovel is the 50th year of a cycle. When does Yovel begin and end? On Yom Kippur. They blow the shofar on Yom Kippur, heralding the completion of one Yovel, the beginning of the new Yovel. So Yom Kippur is also a Shar HaChamishim, a 50th level, which corresponds to the 50 gates of Tshuva. Hainu, Ma Shemavur Leil, what we explained earlier, Shebekoyach HaTzadik, Yeshlanu Koyach, Lahalo is Beis HaTato and Beis Eilo, This is highlighting, by us reciting the beginning and end, we're showing that we believe Be'emuna Shleima, that through the Koyach of the Tzaddik, even though we haven't really worked on the middle enough like we should have, even though we haven't done the Be'erur HaMidois B'Shleimas like we should have done, we believe Be'emuna Shleima that through our Hiskashrus to the Tzaddik can take our beginning and end, our hishtadlus on the Beis Eilo and Beis Etato, our working against the Machshava Yisrois and Hizgalus HaMalchus, take that, and it should be considered as if we also did the Be'er HaMidos, and bring it all up as a Korban Lashem. Shezeh b'chinas Yom Kippur. This was the concept of how we explain the Yontif of Yom Kippur. Paragraph Ayin Tes. Vezeh b'chinas ma shemavur sham al posuk yosis kegibor lorutz oirach. With this we can understand what Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, Torah Mem Tes. That chapter of Likut Imran is based on chapter 19 in Tehillim. The words Hashamayim Mesaprim Kevoid Keil Umas Yodav Magadur Akiya Yom Yom Bivin. And one of the sentences there that Rabbeinu Zal explains is this sentence, Yosis Kegibor Lord Zorach. He rejoices like a mighty warrior who runs the path. He's able to run that long distance. Shahat Sadik Rotz Bemehirus Zehaderech Ein Shom. Rabbi Nassal explained over there that the Tzadik is Zeche to run with tremendous speed the Derech Hashem and thereby be able to help make up for all the lost time of the Balei Tshuva. A Balei Tshuva, one of the greatest problems that a Balei Tshuva struggles with is, what about all of those years that I wasn't learning Torah, wasn't doing mitzvahs? The Tzadik is the one who's able to race. Ayin Shom, look over there how Rabbeinu Zal explains it. Hainu, shetekev kishisroel yoitzen mechochmes chitzonius umimachshova isroes kol echot kafim ashram isgaber losis mehem. Rabbi Nelson Zal says now, paraphrasing what Rabbeinu Zal says there, that as soon as each and every single yid is zoiche to get away from what he has to get away from, his machshava isroes, his chochmes chitzonius, tekev rotz hatzadik kegibor lo retzoirech, the tzadik then floors the gas and he flies, he rushes. Umesaken es kol haderech shoyozet zorech leilich bizman shoyonozuf. And the tzaddik corrects those thousands of miles that this person should have been working on during that period of time when he wasn't a real oved Hashem. That tikkun hamidos, being mesaken the chesed gvura tefillah, all of those things. Vazai ma'ala oisoi. And then when the tzaddik succeeds at that, he elevates the person. Bebechinas mi imzois oile, afal pi shaloi berer hamidos koroi. Even though that person himself did not fix all 1,000 miles, the tzaddik is able to help him fix it, to help fix it for him in a sense. Adarabe kilkel harbe kemoshe kilkel. But rather, the person messed up all those 1,000 miles. The person left all kinds of garbage strewn all over the place, all kinds of mess. The tzaddik races over that and corrects it. And this gives us, this is connected a little to what we heard about Rabbeinu Zal, how Rabbeinu Zal said that towards the end of his life, he was able to do in a half hour what took him years to do before. A tzaddik, through his constant advancement, he's climbing, he's progressing in getting stronger and better and better at Avodas Hashem, where as he gets to new heights, each time he gets to a new Madrega, 1 hour there could be like a year of the Madrega below. So a person would say, what do you mean? Then what is it? That tzaddik needs to live 12 million years? The answer is yes, not for himself, for all his constituents, for him to be able to allocate years to everybody, to allocate years of Avodas Hashem to all those people who missed out on years along the way, that tzaddik is able to give out clothes, like we said, to give out clothes, to give out tikkunim to those that are attached to him. Ki hu rotz umedaleg bekoichoy ala koil, because the tzaddik runs and skips over everything. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Kol doidi hine zebo medaleg al hehorim mekapetz al hagvois. The voice of my beloved comes forth, jumping over the mountains, skipping over the hills. So we see that the tzaddikim have this zrizus, they have this chayim aruchim that Rabbeinu Zal spoke about. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in Torah Samach, chapter 60, in the first half of Likut Yomram, that a Jew has to strive for long life, chayim aruchim. What is long life? Rabbeinu Zal says long life means that what you were able to do yesterday in an hour, to be able to do it today in 5 minutes. And tomorrow it'll take you 1 minute and be able to advance in Avodas Hashem, that the person elevates himself, he purifies himself, where again, every shot is a home run. Whereas when he was first starting out, he was lucky if he could hit a single or a double. He gets to a level where every shot is a home run. Then he gets to a level where every shot is a grand slam. And he's leaping, he's racing much, much faster than others. And the tzaddik is ma'ale, the person, through this power of the mother being able to extend clothes to her daughter, as we spoke about in the previous year. Hainu, shemezakehu legalos malchus yisborach boilam. The tzaddik is mezake, the person that comes close to him, to be able to reveal Hashem's malchus in the world. And for that person to be able to draw into his heart, you know, the light, the infinite light of Hashem, shezeo bechinas klolias beisetato ubeiselo, and that's the unification of the lower bias and the upper bias. Afal pi sheloi beirar hamidos, even though the person didn't put in the hundreds of hours and the thousands of hours that they should have put in to be mevarer the midos, to be mesaking all the midos, to do all that work in the middle. Rako iker shall kol ponam yeloi eze isarusa de lesato ktsas. However, the person has to show some effort, some minimum effort at least. Al yedei she'oiches atzmoi bat tzadik, by holding on to the tzadik, by attaching himself to the tzadik, by complying with the instructions that the minimum that the tzadik gives him to do, at least he does that. U'misyageya b'chol pam livroyach mimachshav esrois, and the person tries their best to run away from bad thoughts, not to be thinking illicit thoughts or bad thoughts. Shegam ze yokor ma'oid etzla Hashem Yisborach. That minimal effort also is extremely precious to Hashem. Kemo shemavura b'mokam achra, as is explained in other places in our Sforim. Shezeo bechinas ki olecho choyragnu kol hayoim. Rabbein Zal speaks about this in a chapter in the Likutei Moran, that the battle that a Jew goes through, his melchemes hayetzer, and especially a bal tshuva, a person who was used to thinking certain kind of thoughts, they were used to looking at certain things or eating certain, whatever it is, and now they're battling with themselves to fight to get away from that, to get away from what they got used to. That battle is about which Dovid HaMelech says, Ki olecho hayragnu kol hayoim, Hashem, we kill ourselves for you all day. That's considered sacrifice. That's a person sacrificing a lot. A person who was committed, who was used to all of this, and this was the norm for him, and he's working on himself to pull himself out of that, to make a major change. Hashem, that's mesiras nefesh. Hashem calls that mamish harigo al kiddush Hashem. That's korbonos. Bechinas besoy galov ato tishabchem, as the pasuk says, that when the waves rise up, you, Hashem, smooth them out. And Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this in a Torah in the Likutei Moran.